Hey, it's going to be mighty interesting. You've been listening to Radio Parallax. I'm Douglas Everett.
Yes, we have been listening to Radio Parallax. Let me bring up a little bit of music in the background since we have a couple more minutes. And that was show number 1044 for October 23, 2024, which you've heard here on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM and streaming on the web at kdvs.org. Yes, tariffs, that's an expense on our pocket. Having lived in a country, particularly Hong Kong, which has a very high tariff rate on lots of goods, it was not China in post-97 paying the tariffs. It was me. It was my fellow consumers who were buying things at the counter. So it is just a tax on the consumer, to then keep everybody else happy, I guess. And indivisible.com. Yes, I know that there had been one here in Yolo County several years back, and I had been a board watcher for Indivisible Yolo, but it seems that they are no longer as active as they had been, at least in producing a podcast. But with that said, we are quickly closing in at the 9 o'clock hour. What you're listening to in the background right now is the song Flo and Eddie from Tumble off of their newest release, which is called Dragonfly. And this will be released this Friday. So, yes, here we are. It is 9 o'clock, and you are listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, streaming on the web at kdvs.org. Thank you for joining me as I explore the sounds which make up our local Sacramento independent music scene, a show where, for the next 30 minutes, I plan on sharing with you who they are, what they sound like, and where they can be seen. But before we dive into Sac Scene this week, I'd like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And with that said, Tumble is what we're listening to. This is my talk over track, and Tumble has a release concert where they will be playing Dragonfly in its entirety. And other prior works of theirs, and that will be on Saturday, October 26th. And the music you're listening to will be available on October 25th on all streaming and Bandcamp as well. If you're interested and you would like to find out more, you may Facebook search Tumble and follow the links that are presented there. And let me see if I should get into the rest of the show yet. Yeah, I guess I will. Flip a few things here and there. Get the other screens up and running. And let's explore some local talent. Who they are, what they sound like, and where they can be seen. Starting that right now. Thank you.
Don't you go right out that door. Sit with me and make it to the sunrise. It's been too long since the night's grown old. And we watched it fade away to the sunlight. Where have you been? Where are you headed? Why don't you tell us a tale to pass the time? Make it a good one. Give me all the details. We're only as real as the stories that we leave behind. You can make it a sad one. Go on, tell the truth. I can already see it in your eyes. Or you can make it a tall one. Have your cake and eat it too. Spin a cigar until the darkness turns to gold and blue. Fable. I like the part about the 40 thieves. You carried us right on through the witching hour. But the night moves slow. Yeah, we got a little bit left to go. I reckon we should take a stroll and smell the flowers. Well, my friend, we reached the end. Before too long, we'll be singing with the morning birds. Can you see the stars? No, me neither. The sky in the east is more beautiful than words.
Slide in here, slide the music down, and catch us up on what we have just been listening to. The song we just heard, besides the talkover track from Tumble, which is called Flo and Eddie, we just heard from Late for the Train. They're out of the Sebastopol area, North Bay, and this is their song called 1001. And I remember when they come on to the Earworm's Garden, and we premiered this show several days before the actual release, which was pretty cool. They will be up in Truckee this Friday, October 25th, and they'll be joined by Pickle Barrel, which is a local Truckee band, and they will be playing a thing from 8 p.m. to about 10. And this show between Late for the Train and Pickle Barrel will be happening at Mountain Lotus Yoga Studio, which is in Truckee, and it's on E Street in Truckee, and the address is 10124 E Street in Truckee. And also to let you know that Late for the Train will be in the Sacramento area on Friday, November 22nd, and they will be at the Side Door in Sacramento. We opened up the set with something from Daniel Jefferson, a guitar player from Sacramento. You can usually catch him around town playing live. In fact, the song that we just heard, The Good Fight from Daniel Jefferson, probably be performing this Friday as part of Local Sounds. I'm not saying that it will, but I know that this is a very popular song. Which starts at 6 p.m. over at Two Rivers Cider in Sacramento, and that is hosted by none other than Four-Eyed Whale. And it's a great showcase for our local talent here to get out there and get in front of an audience and play. So it's not just an open mic because we've got so many bands and other people that are going through there. Yeah, open mic, showcase. Anyway, that happens at Two Rivers Cider starting at 6 p.m. You can catch Daniel Jefferson playing there this Friday night. Let's get back into some more music of what is happening around town this weekend. And let me just add this one more time. What we're hearing in the background is the song Flo and Eddie. Oh, I thought it was. Yeah, it is. It's moving. by the band Tumble. It's off their newest release, Dragonfly, which is due out on October 25th. But on Saturday, October 26th, they're having an album release party. And that will be happening up in Nevada City at the Nevada Theater, which is in Nevada City on 401 Broad Street. If you're interested in picking up tickets, you can do that by visiting paulemerymusic.com. You spell Emery, E-M-E-R-Y. So it's just paulemerymusic, all one word, .com, if you so choose. And this is something that you would like to check out this coming Saturday up in Nevada City. Let's get back into some more music of what's going on around the area with a little bit from Katie Knipp.
Comforts keep you down. Devil's sure to come around. Sure to come around.
Okay, sliding back in. Change the talkover track right now to the song Juju, which is off of the Dragonfly CD release of Tumble, which will be coming out on the 25th of this month. 26th, they have a CD release show up in Nevada City at the Nevada Theater. And what we just heard from was Miss Katie Nipp and her band. And then halfway through, you started hearing Sam Miranda speaking there and getting his Sopriegro brass up and going for the balance of the song there. So cool that we've got two Sacramento bands joining up together for this Devil's Armchair. The reason I chose this particular song is because Katie Nipp is going to be part of this thing. It's going to be the Shannon McCabe's Vampire Ball. I guess this has been going on for 16 years. I guess I must have just been too involved in trick-or-treating myself to have this on my radar. It's going to be a 21 and over event. And as I said, Katie is going to be part, the Katie Nipp band is going to be part of other bands that are going to be playing at this. And let's see, who else is going to be playing? Starlet O'Hare, DJ Brian Hawk will be there. Sugar Cheeks will be there. A Death in Bloom, Gene Hart, and DJ Lindsay, flip the page, Brown. So I guess that's LB, Lindsay Brown. The Katie Nipp Band, and I guess there'll be more. There'll be burlesque, fire dancing, DJ dancing, full bars, live music, outdoor patio with bar, fountain. Oh, fountain and fire. Interesting. Yeah, so this is going to be a special vampire cocktail, opulent decor and everything else. If you're interested in this, you can find more information at Harlow's, because this Shannon and her vampirists on Saturday, October 26th are going to be taking over not only Harlow's, but the Starlight Room as well upstairs. And that's where the music will be happening, will be upstairs in the Starlight Room. So, Starlight Room. So if you are into Katie Nipp and the whole vampire thing and Halloween, sounds like a pretty fun thing to do. I am waiting for Lude Jaw to give me a call on the phone, because they are going to be up next with me here in the Earworm's Garden, which starts at 9:30 and goes to 10:30, if you care to stick around. And while I'm talking about Lou Jean, who's not quite here yet, the last three songs will all tie back into that once they get here and we start chatting about that, but I'll give you a little heads up prior to. So let's get back into a little bit more music and see what we got going on. We'll be right back. Let me put the fader up there a little bit. We're running out of time, so I forgot to do the public service announcement, so I'm going to do that right now, and then we're going to get back to more music and wrap up the show and then get right into the Earworm's Garden with Lou Jaw. So that's how it's going to go.
Are you interested in sponsoring this or any other hour of KDVS programming? If you or your business would like to know more about sponsoring KDVS programming, you can contact the KDVS Underwriting Department at underwriting@kdvs.org.
That was the public service announcement I forgot to play, so let's get back into the music.
I can't break this.
Down Princess Pills a little bit. She's from the Oxnard area, and they have a show this weekend coming up in Oxnard with somebody from our local scene who we will be talking to shortly here at KDVS Davis. And prior to that, we heard Seven Astrid. They're out of the the Fresno, Modesto area, and they have a show Friday night with Brujus and Lou Jaw from 6:30 to 10 p.m. in downtown Fresno. Oh, yeah, they're from Fresno. Duh. Toga Sequoia Beer Gardens, which is located at 745 Fulton Street in Fresno. And as I said, Princess Pills will also be joining Lou Jaw in a thing that's happening this weekend, which we'll find out more about in the Earworm's Garden, which is coming up next. So Princess Pills, along with Romper, who was the song that opened up this little three-song segment, and Keeping the Giraffe Burning, and Art Show, Magic, Music, and Open Door Studio presents Heaven and Halloween Night of Dark Acts, and we will be getting to all of that momentarily as Lou Jaw fills us in with their weekend warrior tour that they're taking south from Sacramento all the way down to Oxnard, Ventura area, Fresno, and back. And we will be getting into that shortly, but I will let you enjoy a little bit more of Princess Pills, and that is with a Z at the end.